Mr. Free, how we doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad to hear from you, Coach.
Well, it's been a long time, but you know, me and you, we got a special place in each other's heart.
Yeah, that's true. I remember you naming one of the awards after me at Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Several years ago. And, of course, a lot of people don't understand those kind of things, but you had some foresight.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, as we move on in life, we cherish those moments that we take for granted.
Sure we do. Especially now, I have plenty of time to sit here. You have a chance to explore your life and your experiences, and it's been great.
Now, let's talk about Ken Free. Let's talk about you and where baseball started for you.
Well, baseball started. My parents were from Greensboro, North Carolina, but moved to Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, when I was 4 months old. And so I grew up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania from 1936 to 1948, when my dad felt that the steel mills were striking and going on, and decided to move back to Greensboro. Mm-hmm. But while I was in Harrisburg, it was a very, you know, Harrisburg was integrated, so sports was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And living in public housing, many of the kids played on these integrated junior and high school teams and all. But baseball was always my sport because my dad had played it, and the Negro Leagues were very popular mm-hmm. in Harrisburg and all, and he took me to games.
Okay.
As a young boy, Island Park in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, kept Negro League, because Harrisburg had a Negro League team.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it, but I used to love to watch when the Baltimore Eli Giants and the New York Black Yankees, and then every now and then Kansas City would come through, Monarchs, Birmingham Black Barons, and I remember all those teams that I used to try to walk like them, my dad said. I'd see them try to do whatever I watched them do in the park, on the sidelines, I try to imitate.
Mm-hmm.
But then I became a very good player on our playground back in the community,
mm-hmm.
and we had a park there. So baseball became very much something that I lived. So I learned to play by myself during the day by throwing the ball off the building
mm-hmm.
in the projects there, public housing, at this brick wall, and I would throw the ball off of it. And I learned how to play every position and knew how to throw that tennis ball at different spots on that wall
mm-hmm.
to learn how to get different kind of heights, how to short hop the ball, how to throw it high and run back and get it. And I learned, but baseball was always in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, softball, that type of thing. So when we moved back to North Carolina, baseball was very popular in those rural cities. Every community had a baseball team,
mm-hmm.
and we played every Saturday and Sunday. And I guess that's the same way it was in your part of the country, in New York and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then a great traveling semi-pro team in Greensboro, and I joined it at 15 years old, bunch of old guys and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we would go and come back at night, travel. On the weekend but we had to be back. Some guys would go to work and that type of thing. So then, I went to college and left a scholarship at North Carolina A&T State to go because a scout wanted me to work out with the Pittsburgh Pirates in 55. And so I left the college and went there. And so it was very interesting that when I got cut, because they didn't have many places for black players to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you didn't get one of the northern minor league spots, you had limited opportunities on the minor leagues in the South, because in many cities, you couldn't play on the same field with white players.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going in the service and playing three sports in the service. But when I got out in 1959, the Negro League was still struggling to stay alive, because, you know, this is post-Jackie Robinson, in which many of your players in Negro Leagues were fading. But we used the Negro League in 59 to barnstorm and all, in hopes of trying to be scouted with one of the major league clubs.